Slam. Woo! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like old food from the back of your refrigerator from Thanksgiving. Clean that out, baby. How's everybody doing? It's the greatest day of your life. Yo, Kev, crank that up. Crank that. I like that. You like that? Let's get at it, Get Up Army. I salute you. I hope you're having a great week, a great day. And yo, welcome to your weekly hour of vaccination. Vaccination of awesome mindset, attitude, positivity, everything that you need to get you going where you want to go in life, whether it's smashing your goals or taking that first step out of bed. We're right here on 1520 every Thursday from 1 to 2. 1520 WCHE, watchy, right? Yo, I'm your host, Mark Hayford, Mark with the C. Check me out, hook me up on all your social media platforms, man. We got Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube. If you go to markhayford.com, you could pick up one of my, or both, how about that's even better. Both is better, right? Two of my number one books, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, which is a daily read. Do I hear stocking stuffer? Right, yeah. And you can go, connection to Amazon, boom, you'll be getting them soon, so hook that up. And that second book, 365, which we're going to be talking about and pulling some from the show today, that one, that bleeds right into my daily podcast. So if you like the Get Up Power Hour, you're going to love the Get Up Podcast every day on SoundCloud. And once we hit the new year, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put on more platforms. So it's going to be accessible in all kinds of ways for everything you want. But I'm happy to be here, guys. Let's get at this. You know how we do it. If you've been listening, we're about just 2 months deep into the show. So the hottest new show that's out here in the airwaves and just being infectious here in Westchester, Chester County, and all the parts. And I just got to say, I am so thankful for all the listeners and everybody that's really just been being a part of this, sending all the great text messages, you know, DMing me, PMing me, sending me email, loving the show, calling in. We've had calls from the West Coast out to Dublin, Ireland, okay? So I got to tell you, I'm humbled, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm blown away, and it gets me freaking pumped up, man, to just keep going, for you guys and putting it out there. So, look, first of all, if you want to call in today, and by the way, look, hey, I ain't going to try to apologize for us crushing it, guys. You know what I'm saying? We brought down the phone lines here a couple weeks ago at WCHE. It was beautiful. People were texting going, we can't get in. I love that. If you want to get in, the phone lines are open. We'll see what we can do here. 610-701-9243. Again, that's 610-701-9243. All right. Well, hey, I love success, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. In this next hour, we're going to be talking about success, ego, competition, and pizza. The heck did he just say? He said success, ego, competition, and pizza. You know I ain't playing, right? So we're going to get all that in. And when we talk about success, first of all, I love people that aren't afraid to go for it, to get at it, that are just, I mean, look, man, it gets hard out here, right? I mean, we get distracted, and we're going to get into that later. There's all kinds of things going on. So I have such a mad respect for people that have the small business. When you got small businesses that are like really trying to make stuff happen and get at it, it just, I don't know, I love that. I love that. And whether it's like an online business or a storefront. So this is not yet a sponsor of the Get Up Power Hour. I'm sure they will be, and it's good people too. But I want to start off by telling you that my daughter turned me on to them. So now my daughter Jada, okay, I'm not saying she's not athletic, but she's not an athlete. Like, she's not in it to win it at the girls' field hockey. You're not going to see her on the basketball courts. Like, she ain't doing girls' softball. It's just not her bag, baby, right? She's a model. I mean, she legit. She's been on a billboard in Times Square. Right now, she's in packaging for this new product called the Hair Blinger. You could see it out in Walmarts and Targets and all that. So she's more into that. But she went with her friend Melanie. They had a sleepover, and Melanie's mom took them and a couple friends, and they went to this axe-throwing place in Exton. It's brand new. It's Angry Jack's Axe Throwing. And my daughter had, like, the greatest time ever, which I was stunned because because, you know, it's like she gets winded doing the dishes. No, I'm kidding. That doesn't happen. I'm going to be in trouble when I go home. I'm so joking. But she, you know, she just, I didn't know if she loved it or not. She had the best time. She bought a rockin' shirt with a lumberjack and a grizzly bear and tells everybody about it. And, like she's telling that now my wife and I might need to go, but my wife's not trying to hear it because she, the only axes or knives she's throwing are normally at me when I mess something up around the house. But this place apparently is so dope, and the owners, local guy, AJ Mitchell, and his wife, Nikki Mitchell, and they're not listening right now because they're on a plane, dig this, going to Tucson, Arizona. Why are they going to Tucson, Arizona? because that's the National Axe Throwing Championship. Today, it's happening, or this weekend, or whatever. And they're both entering in it. Apparently, AJ is in like the 30-something range, ranked internationally, in the world. He's like the 30-something ranked axe thrower. Like, who knows that's a thing, right? And Nikki said she's ranked two, but she wouldn't tell me a number. And she said she's not that high. And this is a fun fact. I didn't realize this. So we might have to, in the upcoming weeks, jump into this a little more. But the number one and number two, respectively, axe throwers in the world, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, they're from Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Right out here in this area here at WCHE. Wachee! How nuts is that? So I wonder if you make that sound when you throw an axe, like wachee, you know, I don't know. But I want to try it. And that's Angry Jax's Axe Throwing. And they're right in Exton, right where that crossroad is between 100 and 113. So I wanted to give them a shout out because my daughter had a great time there. I met them and they're great people. And hey, wish them well, man. Local success and local success this weekend. Throw them axes and them bullseyes, baby. Right? Whatever it takes. I love it. Well, okay, here we go. This is the first show. I missed you guys. I really missed you guys, man. We had Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great time. Maybe you had 4 days off. Maybe you got to see family that you liked versus family you don't like. Maybe you ran in that Chester County turkey trot that I got to DJ over in Kottmeyer Stadium. I don't know. I just hope you had a great 2 weeks. You know, my show is on Thursdays from 1 to 2, obviously. So I was not in here on Thanksgiving Day and I wasn't slacking, peeps. It's because they wouldn't let me. Come on, Get Up Army. You know how I roll. So haven't been here for 2 weeks. As I'm coming in and it's the first show of December, I'm coming to the realization that we got 27 days left in this decade. Does that blow your freaking mind? Like 2014 was like 2 minutes ago, and 2010, like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like 10 years ago. It's crazy, right? I was just DJing in the middle school with Katy Perry's Firework. Yeah, that's like old school, bro. Party rock in the house tonight, okay? It's nuts. We are 27 days left from a new change, a new culture, a new everything. I can't wait to see what the future is going to hold with technology, with music, with style, with fashion, with sports, with life, with just how we can get better at what we're doing every day. So it's perspective, because you could be really excited about that, or that could be really heavy and it could be making you very anxious. So I'm going to do something here that I haven't done yet on the Get Up Power Hour. And it's something I do on my daily podcast. And I know it's daily. It's aggressive. It drops every day at 5 a.m. You can listen anytime, you know, but a new one will come sometimes the night before for that day. But I have my second number one book that I was talking about. And by the way, that never gets old, saying you have not just one, but two best-selling books. That is ridiculous. They went number one in Amazon's self-help category. And that alone makes me so humbled. I love that. Because that means somebody out there is benefiting from it and likes it. And every day, I turn to my second number one book. It's 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. And while we're just getting into the program here, I want to do what I do on my daily podcast here on the Get Up Power Hour. And that's when I go to this book, because this is a thought of the day type book. And it's not just for 2019. It's for 2020. It's for 2025. It could be for any year. It just has the date. And you go to that date. And you don't know how many times it's eerily awesome how so many people have come to me and said, listen, Hayford, you're not going to believe I listened to your podcast or I read the book on this day or whatever. And it's exactly what I needed that day. And that just tells me, that's like that inner voice, that IV, the inside voice that I have that's saying, keep going, keep getting the message out, keep putting it out. By the way, the phone boards were lighting up and we just had to clear them here. If you're trying to get back in, it's 610-701-9243. Again, 610-701-9243. Kevin's working aboard. Kevin, I ain't going to apologize for us blowing up the station, baby. I mean, this is what it is. When people want it, they're going to come and get it. I love it. All right. So look, we're December, right? What are we? December 5th. So if you have this book at home, like I know many of you do, and you're listening right now, for those of the benefit of having the paperback, please turn to page 339, as this is the 339th day of the year. Ready? Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, if you follow the podcast, you're going to know we're at like number 208 of the year or something, and they're quick. They're like, it could be anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and it's all about just, it's this show every day, quick, hard, boom, bam, in and out, kick in the butt. It's the attitude. It's the perspective. It's to get you out of bed. It's to get you hype, right? So, first of all, listen, yesterday's for December 4th is a message that I'm going to go to in a second. It reads as such. I know it's tough, but so are you. Let's go. And I'm putting a book down for a second. I want to be honest about this. December, it's awesome. I love December. My birthday's next week, 2 weeks, whatever. It's a fun time of year. You know, it reminds me of childhood. But December is also hard. December can be tough. You know, everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, like it's people want something from you in a sense. Like you can't even check out of a store with, hi, sir, would you like to donate $5 to this? When maybe you're just trying to keep the heat on in your home or pay your bills. And so many people have a hard time. They're stretched so hard as it is. And now you got to buy presents for people and kind of make that work and go into debt for January. And I know right now that the goosebumps are standing up on some people's arms because I'm not always saying the things that I'm supposed to say. Sometimes I'm just speaking the truth and it's what needs to be said. So, because it's not all puppies and rainbows and lollipops and high fives and chest bumps. I mean, it's tough out here. And December can be tough for people. People are trying to figure out how to put food on the table and now they have to host. I get it. So, listen, if you're in that position, I want you to pick your head up. And I want you to make a choice, and I want you to get excited. And now that I said that, I'm going to reread what I just read to you. I know it's tough, but so are you. Let's go. I just told you there's 27 days left in this decade, before the roaring freaking 20s kick the door in. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Are you just going to exist? Are you just going to keep just floating around out here hoping for something good to happen? Or are you going to start getting on purpose? Because nobody's coming to save you. You're not getting more time. You have to be your own best advocate. And the fact of the matter is you are limitless. There is no limit to what you can do, only the one that you give yourself. There are so many opportunities that are around here. It is time to reinvent. It is time to try something new. And I am giving you permission right now, Get Up Army, right here on 1520 WCHE for the Get Up Freaking Power Hour. I want you to pick a fight with December. I want you to stand up. I don't want you to cower. I don't want you to count the days and hope they go by fast and the week's end. You can just make it to the weekend. I want you to dominate today, right now. Stand up every day. That's what makes a difference. That's what becomes infectious. And that's how you're going to win, not just today, but every day. December 5th, today's, goes hand in hand with yesterday's. And December 5th is, you cannot move forward when you are holding back. I'm going to say that again. You cannot move forward when you are holding back. Stop the scarcity mindset. Thinking small does not serve you. Today, you play all out. So think about this. Whenever in the history of ever, did you win and did you go big and did you actually have success by holding back, by playing small, by just sitting on your hands and shutting your mouth and just biding your time? That doesn't work. And here's the thing. You can't receive something when your hands are busy, so tight being clenched on whatever else it is because you're afraid of losing it. Stop scarcity mindset. Think big. Blow past your ceiling today, this month. Finish this year strong with an exclamation point. You cannot move forward when you're holding back. Stop the scarcity mindset. Thinking small does not serve you today. You play all out. This is a call to action, Get Up Army, because this December is going to be different than all the others. Yes, you're going to have family time. Yes, you're going to have a great Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever it is and however you roll. Yes, I say happy holidays because I celebrate Christmas, but you may not. I'm trying to cover all the bases. It's not a political statement. It's how I feel. Yes, you're going to have cookies and parties, and there's going to be gifts. Yes, it's going to be cold outside. And yes, you are going to be in control of you, and you are going to make a change, and you are going to make sure that we dominate together. And we're going to do this every week right here. Because going forward, I am bringing in rock star guests. I am coming here ready to go to war and battle and get your back and be in your corner like your cut man, because that's how we're going to get through this together. It's not going to happen by accident. You got to be on purpose, and I believe in you. I am covered in sweat right now. My sleeves are rolled up, and I think I stink, but I don't care because I came here to win, not just be mediocre and just kind of show up and see what happens. We're going to take a break. When we come back, We're going to get into the number one thing that is going to hurt you, and that's your ego, because there's too many people that have egos running around here, and I got some crazy stories for you. You know what? We're going to talk about ego, and we're going to talk about competition and what I think about that. So Get Up Army. Don't you go anywhere. Grab your popcorn, baby. It's getting hot here on WCHE. We'll be right back. Let's go. Right here. Here we go. Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. Let's get at it, baby. Hey, go check out MarkHayford.com right now. You can pick up one of my books or both of my number one books that went number one in Amazon self-help. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, for 365 days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. And check out my daily podcast. It is the Get Up Podcast on SoundCloud. Hey. I just yelled at you with love. I meant every word. And my phone's blowing up here, so I just want to give a couple shouts out to some people live streaming all over the U.S., man. We got Nick, who is the assistant principal over at Downingtown. Middle School. So Nick's listening. We got Big John down in Florida. He's not 46 and cloudy. No, he's like in the 80s with toes in the sand right now. Who knows? And, Brad and Matt, the boys on the hill, Whitford Hills Auto. They're checking in. Watch 1520 WCHE. I love it. All right. Some shout outs. So I'm going to tell you, I've been bouncing around the past week. I've been going to some different banquets and things and DJing at some events. And look, I've had the pleasure of running into some great people and the displeasure of having to run into some ego and ego and this whole competition thing. See, here's what's going on. We're bred in this sea of it, of competition and ego and stuff. And I want to talk about this a little bit. There's a quote. I saw this interview with Jimi Hendrix, right? And Jimi Hendrix, he was an interesting cat because that guy, he was not a good interview. If you ever watch a Jimi Hendrix interview, he was really not a good interview. And I believe we're all blessed with different gifts and energies and things. And you know, again, right? There's enough sunshine for everybody to get a tan. So everybody's got a little something different that they contribute to this crazy thing out here called life. And he was one of the icons, is one of the icons of guitar playing. But when you would hear him in interviews, it was kind of like, bruh. There wasn't a whole lot that he was talking about. He was kind of an introvert. He would hold back. He almost looked unsure of himself at times. But he had a pretty cool quote that I saw. And he said, "Compliments, they have a way of distracting me. Other musicians and artists get fat and satisfied. they forget about the actual talent that they have and they start living into this other world. So Jimi Hendrix didn't like compliments because he felt like it would kind of throw him off his game a little bit, and he would wind up getting, you know, a little bit of an ego or whatever and kind of forget the rawness of whatever he was trying to bring to the table. And I get that. Man, you know, I was at so also, just got to give a shout out here because I don't get in trouble. I want to give a shout out to freshman wrestler Harrison Hayford. Yes. Oh, Hayford. Oh, my kid. Right. He made the varsity wrestling team as a freshman. So now the hard work starts, and now he's going to be getting at it. And now it's where it, you know, we're going to see where the chips fall. But I'm proud of him for what he's doing and the hard work he's putting in. But he just finished football. So we went to his football banquet this past weekend. It's Downingtown West High School. And Coach Milano is the head coach there. Now, I've never met the man, but I really like how they had their banquet. I love a lot of things that he said, how he put the shine on his coaching staff and the kids. And it was really nice to see, because they've had so much success at Downingtown West football this past year. I think they are the winningest Downingtown West football team in the history of Downingtown, which is just amazing. But Coach Milano said something, and I'm a head football coach of the other side, Lionville Middle School, which is the feeder program into his nemesis, East High School, I guess. And he said, you know, it's my 20-something, I think he said 7th year of being a head coach. And he said, throughout the years, it's interesting to me, you know, as my wife or family members go shopping or whatever, and they report back to me what the people are saying. Like, some years I'm a complete idiot, and other years I'm a complete genius, you know. And he said, the past couple years, it seems that I'm really smart. That's what people are saying. And I thought that was great, because it's right. You know, we're judging people on their performance and just hearsay and what we see. When we don't see the day-to-day and the work and what it takes or the personnel or what's going on in-house. You know, so, I don't know. I have a different mindset with this. So, as abstract as this is going to sound, in a world where everyone's trying to come out on top, like, I no longer play in a competitive space. And I used to very much. I mean, I always have. I still do, obviously. I have a lot of fire going on inside of me. But I've learned to redirect that energy. And anytime, and I'm talking about myself now, so anytime I've ever had personal wins or breakthroughs, it was not about competing with anybody else. It seriously wasn't. Like, to be truly successful, instead of playing in a competitive space, I think you got to learn how to play in the creative space. And that's the sweet spot where you're going to blossom, because nobody can compete with you anyway. You're the only you. So what are you really competing? So obviously, I just told you about my books. I'm a 2-time best-selling author. There's a zillion authors. If you've been listening, you know I own my own DJ company. I do private events. There's a million DJs out there. I just said I'm a head football coach. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of coaches. I do public speaking. There's a zillion public speakers who speak about whatever. Now, I just told you the resume here. So do I need to be the quote-unquote best in every arena? Or do I need to be the best me in whatever it is that I'm choosing to do? Because once you understand and really embrace this, now you can grind. Now you can use this relentless work ethic and sharpen your own skills, your own gift, your own energy, and you can become impactful and not get distracted with all the who's doing what and who's on top and who's whatever. You know, there's a zillion shows here. Well, not many, but there's a ton of shows here. On 1520 WCHE, and there's a million radio stations all across the globe. I'm not in competition with any of them. For the show that was before me, for the sports show coming after me, for Donna Saul's show from this morning, from the, you know, the who knows, the FM station, wherever, it doesn't matter. Like, everybody's going to do their own thing, and I'm doing my thing. So it's not about competing. It's about being creative. I don't walk into a bookstore and think to myself, oh, I'm going to be the best author on these shelves. Like, they cataloged my book up in Bergen County, New Jersey, and Chester County Library has Get Up. But you know, is there really a best author? Because I think to myself that, you know, I'm going to create my best work, and then I will be with the best authors on these shelves. Just making sense? I mean, Get Up Army, come on now. Hook me up, right? I mean, sure. Let's go there. There's tons of familiar names when we're talking authors who have written blockbusting bestsellers. They've made millions of dollars. They have great content. They're staying power. But they all had something different to bring to the table. So, like, you could absolutely rave for something or somebody I just don't care for. Either way, it doesn't make them a top dog or trash. It just means everyone brings a different piece to the puzzle. So what piece do you bring to the puzzle? Have you created your piece to bring yet? Because everybody serves up a different flavor. Do not count yourself out. You could love strawberry. It doesn't mean chocolate sucks, right? I mean, because I may happen to prefer chocolate and I may loathe strawberry. So you simply like strawberry. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what flavor are you? Who's a better... Let me ask you this, because I do public speaking. So who's a better public speaker? Is it Tony Robbins? Is it Mel Robbins? Is it every other person on the planet with the last name Robbins? Is it me? Is it Gary Vaynerchuk? I don't know. I feel everybody has different gifts, energy, stories, delivery, background. We all contribute. Mel Robbins cannot do what Tony Robbins does. She's not supposed to. That's Tony's thing. And if Tony tries to emulate what Mel Robbins does, he'd be a fish out of water because that's just not what he does. He, her, me, we all have to go deep inside and find our own thing. And I know this is hard to grasp because this isn't necessarily how we're groomed to operate these days, right? But when you really start peeling away the layers... This is a simple and it's kind of a refreshing, I feel, concept. Because we live in a world where there's so much competition. Everybody's got to be the best, right? Because everywhere you look, there's rankings, countdowns, egos. Egos. The egos. I want to touch on the egos. Because that drives me insane. Look, Einstein had a quote. He said, "More the knowledge, lesser the ego." Lesser the knowledge, more the ego. So when you're more self-assured, you don't need to be puffing your chest out and look at me. And you just know you're good. You know what you know. Every DJ I talk to is absolutely the greatest freaking thing since, Grandmaster Flash. Like, just ask them and they'll tell you, right? They pack the dance floors. They book gigs by accident. They have crowds of people who adore them or not. You know, it's an interesting comparison to see who has what equipment, what software to use, the big venue they booked last, who they know, blah, 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 blah. How about anybody listening in their cubicle right now out there in white-collar corporate America? You know what I'm talking about. Do you know who I am? Do you know who you're talking to? Oh, you must not have heard. Do you know who my VP is? I mean, it's like it's this uncontrollable, fast-spreading disease in American business. There's too many important people rolling around out there. And if this is like hurting feelings right now, it's because, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm not saying you're not important. I'm just saying not everybody needs to be told how important you really are because everybody else can figure it out on their own. I see it across the board, guys. It's with actors. It's with coaches. It's with parents at the school functions, business execs, musicians, professors, on and on and on and on. We see an ugly ego rear its head in almost every arena of life. I was a professional wrestling referee. I was in the WWE. Ego and self-pride was rampant in pro wrestling, but especially on the independent scene or in the indies. What I did notice was the bigger the star, or if it was a ring veteran who had many years in the business, there was less pride. They realized they didn't need to prove themselves. That's the interesting part, because when I was in locker rooms with John Cena, or Dave Bautista, you know, from Guardians of the Galaxy, or The Undertaker. Was I name dropping? Yes, I'm name dropping. Rey Mysterio, I don't know. Triple H, The Rock, should I go on and on? Okay. When I'm with those guys, there wasn't like this massive ego. Now, that's the interesting part. It seems the more secure someone is, the less the feel for the need to boast. All right. We're going to be hitting a break soon, but I before we do this... All right, I'm going to see, because Kevin's working the board with me today, and I'm going to ask him, Kev, I asked you to cue that one song. The guys, I don't know if you remember this. This is almost 35 years old. 1985, the number one song, "We Are the World." Can you drop that dope beat, Kev? Wait, yeah. Oh, bring that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's to make a bed. Ooh, Ray Charles. No, that was Bob Dylan right there. Right, let me hear it. That was Ray Charles. Oh, my goodness. There's my childhood right there, people, on WCG. All right, let me tell you about this song, man. That was a number one song from 1985, We Are the World. It was recorded by 46 singers in this supergroup named USA for Africa. Now, this came right after, you guys know the Christmas song, Feed the World, Let Them Know It's Christmas Time. That whole thing, right? Yeah, you're going to hear it now. You've heard it. Well, that was Band-Aid. That was all the huge European singers of the day. It was like Sting and the Police. It was George Michael from Wham. You had Boy George from Culture Club. And they all did that. But this was all the Americans. 46 singers in a super group named USA for Africa. And that recording sold over 10 million copies worldwide, where proceeds, they resulted in charity that was intended to aid Africa. Some of the biggest musical artists of all time were on this recording. And I'm not exaggerating here. I mean, the absolute biggest names in the world were a part of the lineup. Michael Jackson. Come on, Bruce Springsteen. Billy Joel. Stevie Wonder. You just heard Bob Dylan. Cyndi Lauper. Like, the biggest names were all pulled together for this historical moment, right? And Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones is an icon. He goes back to Motown. He's worked with everyone. He's created music that you know. You may not even know his name, but you know Quincy Jones' music. And he was the producer of this monstrosity. Can you imagine what he had to deal with egos? So rumors and legend of the recording sessions became fact that Quincy Jones posted a handwritten sign that read, "Check your egos at the door." Check your egos at the door. Can you imagine that? "Hi, I'm Michael Jackson. I'd shake your hand, but I'm wearing my glove." "Well, hello, Michael. I'm the guy with two first names, Billy Joel. But you can call me the Piano Man." "Oh, hiya, boys." You can see it now, her purple hair chewing gum. "I'm Cyndi Lauper. Excuse me while Tina Turner and I run to the ladies' room, because, you know, girls just want to have fun." Bruh. It's ridiculous to try to even, like, picture this, right? Like, how could you possibly have all those megastars coexist together in one studio? Because in a world where simple four- or five-piece bands, I don't know, Beach Boys, Van Halen, Fleetwood Mac, like, they hate each other. They can't, you know, they can't stay together because of personality clashes. This lineup was set to be one pompous, vanity, swagger-filled pride fest. But the story goes, this is the crazy part, that other than some creative differences, the project was what it was intended to be. And according to Quincy Jones, he had a quote, he said, "You had 46 of the biggest recording stars in the entire world in one room who were totally committed to what we were trying to achieve, to help people in a far-off place who were in desperate need." So I guess Lionel Richie didn't have to explain to Willie Nelson who he was, right? They all were different. They all had different genres. They all were megastars. And they all recognized that they were all great for their own contributions. And it sounds as if they had enough self-confidence that ego wasn't on the radar. Ego sucks. Ego will get you hurt. Remember what Coach Milano said. Sometimes he's a genius, sometimes he's an idiot. It all is how people are judging him. So remember, let that be a lesson, because I love that. Remember to play your game. Slay in your freaking lane. I didn't say stay in your lane, I said slay in your lane. Be the best that you can be. Don't worry about what anybody else says, man. That's your ego creeping in. When somebody's got something to say, yo, let them talk that rah-rah, that junk. Don't worry about it. You do you, boo. All right? Yo, we're up against the break. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and then we're going to talk about pizza. But somehow, that's going to tie into your success. Be right back. Get up. Baby, like a shark attacks to get a power hour. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, right here on 1520 WCHE. Watch it. Yeah, play that music, baby. Woo! That's not Stone Temple Pilots. That's not Pearl Jam. That's not Van Halen. That's 18-year-old Kane Hayford. That's right. He did drums, he did bass, he did rhythm, he did lead, he wrote it in 45 minutes and mixed it together. I don't know how he does that. I play other people's music good. He just created, so it's all good. Wow. Hey. I love it. We're at the home stretch here, the first Get Up Power Hour of December. We talked about success. We talked about ego and competition. And now I want to talk a little bit about pizza and people being lazy. The heck? If you're friends with me on Facebook, and even if you're not friends with me on Facebook, I invite you to go look. I took a picture of my bathroom, and it's hysterical. It's a toilet paper roll that's completely empty, and on the back of the toilet is about, I don't know, there's like a freaking toilet paper warehouse. It's ridiculous. And so I think to myself, that's the apex of lazy right there. I don't know who did it. I don't know. I mean, there's a couple that are suspect that live in my home. Wasn't me, because I wasn't going to put myself on blast. All right. All right. But, you know, and I, of course, I'm joking, whatever, maybe. But I'm going to tell you this. It's one of these things, man, where it's just, I teach my kids this, I teach my players this. If you want to win today, all you got to do to get a leg up on the competition is get ready to work. Because nobody else is wanting to work. We are so set up to lose today. We really are. You know, Thomas Edison had a great, great quote. He said, and it was a different time, but it's still effective. He says, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed like overalls and looks like work. Thomas Edison, talking about how opportunity is missed because it looks like work. Who's Thomas Edison, you young heads? He's the one who is allowing you to be able to see in the room you're in right now because of the light bulb. Yeah. Thomas Edison from New Jersey. Jersey! I tell people success is like ordering a pizza. And then they look at me like I'm a complete idiot. So I feel compelled to explain, just like now. All right, watch this. So let's say you're hanging out with your friends and you get hungry and you order a pizza. All right, like 30 minutes later, whatever, delivery guy shows up your doorbell and now you have a fresh, delicious, piping hot pizza. Pizza. You're welcome, Get Up Army. You eat some slices, right? Maybe you save some for later. Maybe there's none left. Maybe it rots on your counter like it does sometimes at the Hayford house with the unfilled roll of toilet paper. It doesn't really matter. It just doesn't. But it came and went, and now you're on to your next thing, right? Right, you had a pizza, big deal. But what you didn't see and probably don't care about is what it took for you to get that pizza. What am I talking about? Well, you didn't see the old man. That old guy in the back that was kneading the dough. You know, you see it sometimes when you go in. Maybe you're not even paying attention, but he's meticulously spreading the sauce evenly before you even thought to call your order in. The guy's already making it. You got the girl over there, and she's in the worn tank top with a ponytail, right? And she's taking your order over the phone. When she took it over the phone, she had three people standing in line staring at her, annoyed, with two other lines on hold with things blinking in her face. And then you're going to put her on hold and debate with your buddy whether or not you should add pepperoni or mushrooms. And she's sweating, right? You also didn't think about the guy with the 5 o'clock shadow in a t-shirt covered by a sauce-stained apron who's sweating in the kitchen, pulling your pizza out of the hot oven with his wooden pie spatula, sliding it perfectly into the cardboard box. The cardboard box just didn't show up that way. That's one of the 50 boxes that the new employee high school kid over there spent an hour making when he first got there for his shift. Let's talk about Timmy. Timmy, the delivery guy. He has 7 stops. He's stressed. It's Friday night. Traffic is heavy, and his boss who owns the shop, that's the old guy who kneads the dough and spreads the sauce. Boss is all over him, not to chit-chat and get back quickly because food is getting cold and customers are getting angry. And if he has to tell Timmy that one more time, Timmy may have to go get a job somewhere else. Maybe Target. Who cares? Just hurry back. You tip Timmy $1.29. Now look, I'm not trying to dramatically guilt you because you didn't thank the universe for the high school kid who stacked the cardboard pizza boxes, right? But I am trying to make a comparison showing that I want to show you that how we view success is just like how we order a pizza. So many people just expect. They just expect. We make the call and it's a no-brainer and we'll simply have it, right? We tend to look at the end product and sometimes we never see that back kitchen. It's a lot on social media. see people's front stage. You never see the back office. You don't see the unpaid bills, dirty laundry, and whatever else is going on. Just see all the filters and the beauty. We never see the back kitchen. It doesn't occur to us to consider all the hands, the time, the effort, the coordination, the work. We just want the freaking pizza. Now, if we had to knead our own dough, pour the sauce, sweat in the kitchen, take our own call with a line full of hostile customers staring at us, build cardboard boxes, and fight through the traffic to drive that Sicilian masterpiece to our home all by ourselves, would we ever actually put in the effort? Or would we just throw something in the microwave instead? Because right now, bagel bites sound like a pretty good door number two. You know, either that or I say go pizzaless. So it's not about pizza, really, but it's about success, and it's about what it takes, and it's about the work. And it's always been like this, but it's gotten even worse because we've talked about this today on the Get Up Power Hour, that we are in a society that has a microwave mentality. Many want the success. Oh, yeah, I want to be successful. Many want the title. Many want the money. And in this case, many want the pizza. But very few are going to work for it. So you might view this whole thing I just said to you. It's a fact. You know it's a fact. As I pull it together, you're like, well, he's right. And you might think it's pretty sad. But I see it as offering hope. It's hopeful because if you can see the trend, you can know how, you can know what to expect and how to prepare accordingly. If you can separate yourself from the give up easy herd, because that's most people, and you can make a decision to be on purpose, you're on the right track. If you expect things to get rough, you're even more prepared. If you expect things to get rough, but you know that you are plowing forward no matter what, I said no matter what, then you can start to be taken seriously. That's the blueprint, and it should get you excited. The winners that are listening to me right now, if you're 49 minutes into this program, you're a winner. And you should feel a shot of excitement. You should get a twitch in your stomach. You should get a chill in your spine because you know I'm talking to you. And I'm going to tell you, we're set up to fail. Today we are set up to fail. Nobody wants you winning, bro. Yo, if you're... Sister, listen, please. You want to win, you got to put your big girl panties on. You got to get ready to go to war because nobody's looking to help you. You got to be your own best advocate. We're set up to fail. The failure rate is across the board. I don't care what the industry. I don't care if it's realtors, if you're talking network marketing. I don't care if it's coaching, if it's the insurance salesman, if it's the lead singer. Not everybody's going to be the rock star. Not everybody's going to be the YouTube sensation. Not everybody's going to be the multi-millionaire. Not everybody's going to be America's Next Top Model. But some are. So what's the difference? Did they just have all that talent, but they didn't work? Did they just get lucky? You got to be on purpose. When I was putting together today's show, I caught myself. I'm scrolling my freaking Instagram. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I picked it up a second to find something, whatever. And next thing I know, I'm just mindlessly scrolling. I'm putting together a radio show. I don't know the numbers, but I'm going to guess hundreds to thousands are listening to this based on the reception and everything else that we're hearing. I mean, this doesn't go just through Chester County, Pennsylvania. This is live stream global. And I'm scrolling Instagram? Dah! What's wrong with me? We are geared for this. You have to be mindful. You have to mind your mind. You have to get on purpose. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. But I know right now, your cell phone is within arm's reach. Right now. You're probably on it. You might be scrolling. Stop. There's nothing wrong with scrolling. There's nothing wrong with binge watching, catching up on a favorite Netflix something. There's nothing wrong with a little rejuvenating, re-energizing downtime. Nothing wrong at all. But you got to be on purpose today if you want to win. Listen to me, friends. 27. That's how many days left are in December. Nah. Let me correct myself. That's how many days are left in the decade, in the teens. Do you realize... If you're old enough, if you're 19 years old, 20 years old, you've lived through a new millennium. You've lived through the, I don't even know what they are, the zero, the tens. You live through the teens. We are onward and upward. We are about to go into the roaring 20s, and it can look like however you want it to look. Let me say it again. It can look like however you want it to look. I understand that the holidays can bring stress to people. I want you to feel better about this. There's hope, and there's all kinds of options for you. For you. I want you to keep going. I want you to pick your head up. I want you to take another step. See, you're allowed to get low. You're allowed to fall down. But that's why I wrote get up, because you can't stay there. You got to get up. You know, Sunday marks the 39th anniversary of the assassination of John Lennon, December 8th, 1980. John Lennon shot and killed in New York, Strawberry Fields. If you go there, right across from the Dakota, where apartment complex where he was shot, Central Park, right there, and there's that little corner of Strawberry Field, and I'm sure you can go there, and it's going to be piled up with flowers and roses, and they're going to have people that are crazy enough to be out there in the cold. They're going to be singing Beatles songs and light candles, and it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing every year. Coming up, he would have been 79? Wow. Now, I love the Beatles' music. I respect John Lennon's legacy. Some people say he was a trendsetter, a peacekeeper, and he created movements. But then he wasn't such a great human being on the other side of things in his personal life as well. But regardless of what you think of him or his music or anything else, I will tell you there are two quotes that he has that I love. The first one is from a song that he wrote for his son, the son he actually takes care of, Sean Lennon, and the quote is from the song Beautiful Boy, and it is, "Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans." And that's funny, that's true, right? We know what we're going to do, we have this plan, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, whatever, and then life starts to get in the way, and you're like, whoa, and you're thrown off. Well, the lesson in that is, I think you need I'm Christian, I believe it's not in our time, it's in his time, but I will also say, I think you need to start to recognize that things don't happen to you, things happen for you. When you start looking at it with that perspective, well, that's a way to look at it. But in my book, 365, on December 8th, so I'm going to jump to that really quick as we wrap up the Get Up Power Hour here on 1520 WCHE, which the quote that I love that John Lennon has, and I have used this when I've spoken to businesses and actually school assemblies and things like that. John Lennon said, "Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end." And I believe that. So if you're going through stuff, if December is hard, if the holidays get you down, if the cold, if the dark, if whatever is just making you in this blanket of bleh, I want you to know you're still here. You still have purpose. You still have a reason. You're still existing. You're still breathing. You still matter. You count. You need to take another step. You need to take action. This is a call to action, Get Up Army. We're kicking off December hot, and we're coming in like bullets flying through a door in a SWAT team. I don't even know what I just said, but I'm getting hype, and I'm going to tell you this right now. It's all about you understanding the value that you have and how great you actually are and what you can do with all these gifts that you were given. You are not here just to exist, and you matter and you count, and we're counting on you, because all those gifts that you have, nobody else has them, not like you. And it's your turn and your time to go share them and to go use them. Because if you don't, we're missing out. I'm missing out on the great stuff that you can create and you can become and what you can do. So here we go. We're kicking off in December, and we're going to be closing this show in a second. And I just want you to play on purpose every day. Start working towards success. Start believing that you are worthy, that you are worth it, and talk yourself into that winning, because that is the beginning of it. Now listen, Get Up Army, I love you guys. Every Thursday, 1 to 2, right here on 1520 WCHE. Watch. We're here, shredding and slaying, dropping it like it's hot. And if you want this every single day, go check out my daily podcast on SoundCloud, the Get Up Podcast. In the new year, we're going to have it every single day on multiple platforms for you guys. Hey, check out MarkHaefer.com so you could rip into some of these books and you could follow along on the Get Up Power Hour. And yo, I'm signing out for now. I cannot wait to come back next week, and maybe next week I'm going to have a little surprise. It'll be the last one before my birthday, so we're going to have to see, yo. We just can't show up by accident. We're showing up on purpose, just like you do, Get Up Army. Yo, I will check you guys out next week, same place, same time, right here on WCHE, and I am always in your corner, Mark Hayford.